when you bring God into the conversation, when you start to bring God into your business, you will feel so strong. Your mindset will expand to all the possibilities because you know you have God on your side. Hello and welcome to the Mommy Millionaire Show. This is your host, Kayla Kraft. I am a mom of three, multimillionaire, master life coach, and money mindset queen. I am so happy and thankful that you're here. I am actually on a mission to help 1 million women make $1 million or more a year. That could be you. Every week, I'm bringing you inspiring stories to help you feel empowered, to broaden your horizons, to gain clarity and strategy on living your best life. Over at Mommy Millionaire, we pursue our lives with purpose and love, and the riches always follow. So stay tuned because I'm bringing you episodes twice a week. I believe you are your biggest asset. So let's build you up today. Let's get into it. Welcome to Mommy Millionaire, the podcast for ambitious, self-made moms, both present and future, seeking financial freedom and generational wealth. So at the start of 2022, I really had very little vision. I felt like a lot of things in my life were coming to an end, which I was actually happy about because they were things that were no longer in alignment with me, business partnerships that just weren't serving in me anymore. And, you know, I needed those chapters to close to then kind of go into cocoon mode and get really clear and grounded with God and just be like, what is next for Mommy Millionaire? And then around March, I had this kind of like epiphany where it was like, okay, you're going to do a mastermind, which I had done so many masterminds in the past that were all very, very high ticket, like $20,000 plus. And I was like, this is going to be a mastermind that is going to be affordable for all. You're going to bring so many women together. They're going to collaborate. You're going to teach them everything you know about business. And these women are going to achieve their dreams. But I also had this vision that it wasn't going to be just like, oh, live coaching and events. I really wanted to have a Mommy Millionaire platform. So I started to research, you know, how was I going to create like basically the software I wanted to make the mastermind be fun and interactive on the tech side of things. And so it was really exciting because I found the most amazing tech team. They're still working with Mommy Millionaire today to build it out for me. I invested multiple six figures into getting this done and created. And I'm so, so happy with the finished product because it's bringing community to life. And, you know, while people are working virtually, they're all over the world. It's nice to come into the Mommy Millionaire Mastermind and find those like-minded women, because then you don't feel so alone in your business. And so I'm really proud of accomplishing that, helping hundreds and hundreds of women be involved in that mastermind. And then at the same time, I set a goal that we were going to help 3,000 women be a part of this mastermind. And dun, 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 I did not hit that goal. And, you know, I look back and I'm like, gosh, but we still helped so many people. So I'm still really proud of that. And part of being a business owner, you know, it doesn't end. Like your goals don't end when Q4 ends. Your goals are a journey and it's about who you're becoming in the process, what you're learning in the process, developing your systems, developing your funnels to work and perform even better. And so I'm still really happy with the way that it turned out and the results that we did get. Another goal that I'm super proud of accomplishing this year is I raised and funded my first fund, and we were able to go in on a deal that is worth $38 million. It's 192 units in North Carolina. And some of you Mommy Millionaires listening in were a part of that fund. And that is something I'm so proud of because you know, I had this idea that I wanted to have my own real estate fund, but there was so much work and learning I had to do on the back end to make sure everything was set up right, investing a lot of time and money, you know, in getting the right lawyers, the right accountants, the right SEC lawyers. Oh my gosh, like it was a lot. And at times I was like, do I really want to do this? Do I really want to do this? Because it's really hard. And I'm so proud of myself for pushing through, because so many mommy millionaires got to learn about how cool it is to be a part of a fund, get that mailbox money going. And so I, now that it's done, I'm like already working on my second one, getting that up and running. And that's going to be one of my biggest goals for the next year, is to raise $100 million to be a part of that fund. So I'm just really pumped and excited. And, you know, I did the hard thing and I was totally outside of my comfort zone, going to all the events, going to these Zooms where like all these people were experts at it. And I was just like, all I've done is invest in these in the past. I don't know how they work. And now I know how they work and I love how they work. So you'll be hearing a lot more about how you can be involved in that. So here are some of the things that I really believe 2022 it ended up being successful because of these things. Number one, it was having the right team around me. Like, honestly, I have an incredible marketing team. I have an ads team, you know, videographers, like all of these amazing people that they work so hard to help Mommy Millionaire come to life and be seen absolutely everywhere online. And so I am so thankful for my team. Huge shout out to everybody that's been a part of the Mommy Millionaire team this past year. Now, also on the same side of that, right? I also had to let some people go that weren't moving the needle forward for me in Mommy Millionaire. And I am the type of person that I just love people and I really love hard. So if you come into my life, especially like if you're helping Mommy Millionaire dreams like become a reality, like I just want to take care of you, you know? And so inside of that, when you get too close to the people who are working for you, it will kind of put wool over your eyes in a way where you kind of make excuses for them and you enable bad behavior. And I'm really proud of myself because I did like step up for my company and the longevity of it and said, hey, this isn't working out anymore. Like I have to do the things that are going to move the needle in the business, that are going to protect the company long term. And I can't just like pay somebody to not do their job just because I feel bad for them, right? So that happened a couple times this year. And, you know, having those tough conversations really actually freed me from the people pleasing that I sometimes struggle with. So as you grow and as you evolve as a leader, you know, you're going to have those tougher conversations. But at the end of the day, what I've learned about letting somebody go on your team, it's not like a firing. It's really like, hey, like, if they're not doing a great job for you, like they're not happy either. And so release them from that so they can go find the thing that's going to work for them, so they can really shine and feel good about the work that they're putting out into the world. So the joys of being an employer, right? Another thing that I think believed drastically helped me in 2022 was focusing on my health. All year long, I had different health coaches that I was working with that were keeping me accountable to making sure I was working out, keeping my stress levels low, making sure I was getting 8 hours of sleep a night, not drinking too much caffeine. Like I just had massive accountability when it came to my health, and I felt really good this year. And when you feel good, you just do better in life as a CEO, as a mom, and as a wife. So make sure to like be thinking about that area of your life as you're looking to up level as a business owner. Like, how am I taking care of my health? Also, a lot of alone time was had in 2022. And I'm really proud of myself because I'm actually an extrovert. I love being around people. Like actually the bigger the crowd, the more endorphins I have, like and the more excited and jazzed up I get. And you know, I actually took a step back from going to a lot of social events this year and really like stayed in as much as I could to just fill myself up. I read a little over 300 books this year and just learned, was in that cocoon season. And 2023, I think, will be the exact opposite of that. I think there's going to be a lot of blossoming, a lot of meeting new people, networking with the right people. And I'm really, really excited about that. But I needed that rest season of social stuff in order to get me like jazzed up and really get clear on who I am as a God-loving, God-fearing woman in the marketplace, because I really hadn't taken the time to establish those new values and who I want to be in the world. So I'm pumped about that. When I think about 2022 and like, okay, what were the things that held me back this year? And it goes along with like keeping relationships in your life that like aren't serving you. And those could be people that are working for you, right? But I overthought everything and, you know, made decisions when it came to being a business owner, employer out of fear instead of out of logic and taking good advice from lawyers. And not like anything bad happened, but I just like ran like horrible scenarios in my head and thought worst case scenario, probably from reading some of the books that I read and hearing horror stories. But, you know, out of all the books I read, it's like everybody ends up coming out on top. Like everything you actually end up going through in your life was meant for you to shine bright because you learn so much more from it. So I think one of the things that I'm going to work on is like, even when I have that fear, going to the worst case scenario, but then going to the board of advisors in my life and saying like, you know, what would be your counsel on this situation? And then taking quick, decisive action and not staying in the mud of overthinking, which, you know, I did for months on one certain situation this year. And I lost like sleep and time over it, which it's now looking back, I'm like, gosh, that just like was not worth it. So I'm going to make sure to be spending a lot more time with my board of advisors because they protect you from yourself. Sometimes we all need those people in our life because, you know, they're going to advocate for us when we might be being our own worst enemy in a moment. And what Bible verse I loved the absolute most, and I'm probably absolutely going to butcher the name, but, you know, just stay with me, but it's Habakkuk. Okay. Habakkuk 2:2 said, and the Lord answered me, write the vision, make it plain on tablets so he may run who reads it. And this was like the vision for this year. It's like, okay, write down the plans that God has given you and make sure like you have systems and processes in place inside of your company and business that even if you have to be out of town for 2 weeks or even if you get sick, whatever happens, like your company will still run. They can run the race ahead of them because you wrote it down on tablets. And so in Mommy Millionaire, we got super organized this year on having SOPs for absolutely every part of our business. And we're ending 2022 just having hired 4 more people to the team. And it was a very smooth onboarding process for all of them because we already had the systems and processes in place and we weren't having to like create them as we went, which we did most of the time when we've hired in the past. So you can take that verse and really think like, okay, for this next year, like what is the vision and how do I plan it out so people can come in from anywhere and see it with plain sight and run the race set before them? Now, thinking about the new vision for this next year, I really don't even like setting like next year goals because so much of business is a journey, right? I said I want 3,000 members in my mastermind and that's a part of it. Hopefully that will happen this year. And I think we're completely on track for it to happen. We have all the numbers on our side and we have influence on our side. We, you know, like everything is good, but I'm also not like so tied to that number that if it doesn't happen, I'm going to be upset. And also I'm really available for it to be 10 times that number, right? So I don't really like doing the vision boards. I really like creating a PowerPoint where I put all my whys for why I want something in my life, why I desire that new body or that new car or this, you know, next level in Chase and I's marriage, you know, these things I want to do with my kids over the next year. I put the why in there and I really get attached to it. Then I go and find Bible verses that like really fit all of those things. And then I try to go and search for some pictures, but some of the things I want, like I can't even find a picture for, right? So I really just have the words and the why to it right now. And when I was doing it for, you know, this next year up ahead or this next season up ahead, I was thinking a lot about 2022 and like everything I've learned. And I looked at it and I'm like, you know what? Even though I didn't hit one of my goals, I did something that in January 2022, it wasn't even on my radar. And that's pretty incredible. And so, you know, I'm looking at this PowerPoint that I've created, but also going like, God, if you want to give me anything else that you think I can handle, you know, plant the dream in my heart and I will step out of my comfort zone to go after it, to make it happen, because I'm just willing to live extremely courageous this next year and also just for the rest of my life, because I have the peace of God that just holds me up in everything. And at the end of the day, like 2021, like, oh my God, that year just like sucked almost. And I look like if I could get through that and thrive the next year, you know, like I can get through any hard thing in my life because I have the God who is victorious, the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end on my side. I could talk to him at any time. And so I'm just going into it like, this is what I see, but God, I know you see so much more for me. So I'm open to it. I just want to be a vessel for your work in this world. And when it comes to how am I going to achieve the things that are actually in this vision PowerPoint is, you know, you make a plan and then you work the plan. So one of the things I have is Chase and I, if you've been listening to this podcast since the beginning of the podcast, you know, Chase and I sold our $1 million home and then became renters because we thought, you know what, renting, like it just feels good right now. We can hop around, see where we want to live next. And that means we've moved 4 times in the past 5 years. It has been a lot because when you're a renter, you're also like, if the people don't want to extend the lease, they want to move back into their home, you know, you got to get out. And this last house I was in, it was my dream house. I wanted to extend the lease. I actually even wanted to buy it and they wouldn't do it. They actually wanted to like double the rent. And I was like, that's just stupid financial decision at that point. So we left and I was like heartbroken. I'm like, you know what? I don't want to be in this position again. We need to buy a house. So one of the things that we're going to do is buy a house for my mom. And we're also going to buy a house for us. And I'm very particular because like for me, I don't want to buy a house that's already been beautified, that's already been updated because there's no money to be made in that house at that point. So I need a fixer upper, something that I can make beautiful and add equity because of our sweat, right? So it's been a challenge to kind of find the best bones and the best land, but I believe we'll find it. And I know that we're going to need at least about $2.5 million just to put into that home. And so that's not money that's like can go into investments. And I still have so many investments I want to make next year. So we've got to create an extra $2.5 million to get this house, right? And so I know what am I doing in order to get that? I'm taking on more one-to-one clients than I normally would because first of all, I love coaching, but you know, I know it's just for a season that I'm going to have to work with more people. And so next year, like I'm going to be working with more one-to-one. If you're somebody that you're like, gosh, I would love to work one-to-one with Kayla, like 2023 is the year, baby girl. So you could head to mommymillionaire.co and fill out an application and one of our strategists will contact you to see, you know, what the best option for you would be. But yeah, I'm really excited to do that because I love like working one-to-one with people, but that's also going to help me achieve that goal. And one of the other things that I'm working on is I got a book deal and I got such an amazing advance for that. But also I know that when I sell a lot of books, I'm going to make more money. And so I'm hoping that a lot of those sales will come into the help with that house because pre-orders will be available the end of 2023. So, and then there are some other things that I'm doing in the fund world that will help me achieve that goal. But I have it all written out. And then now I've set events in place already in 2023 where I'm like, okay, part of it's going to happen here. Part of it's going to happen there. What do I need to do to get ready? Who do I need to become? What do I need to learn? Who do I need to talk to in order to make that dream a reality? But something that I've like made very, very clear is like that has to be in the extra because everything that I'm already building with Mommy Millionaire, it's going back into big investments into storage units and apartment complexes and venture capital. And I'm just so excited about all that stuff. But you see, I have all these big, big plans and you can have big, big plans too. You just have to learn how to work the plan, stay committed to the plan. Committed people outlast all of their problems. Write that down. Committed people outlast all of their problems. I know 2023 is going to come with its fair share of problems because every year it does. But you just have to decide, how committed am I to that vision board? How committed am I to this PowerPoint? You know, am I going to give up when it gets hard? Absolutely not. I'm just going to learn how to look at it a new way. I'm going to pray for the answers. I'm going to pray for the people that are going to help me solve this problem. This brings me to my next and final point for you today. When you bring God into the conversation, when you start to bring God into your business, you will feel so strong. Your mindset will expand to all the possibilities because you know you have God on your side. So I really encourage you to start opening your Bible. Start reading some of these stories, you know, where you're like, whoa, like God brought his people through. And if he brought those people through, he will bring you through because God always follows through on his promises for his people. And when you hold tight to that truth, that's not a lie, that's not a fiction, that is a truth. You walk with a different step. You talk with a different pep and you believe with a different level of faith. I had a girlfriend over this week where we were doing the PowerPoints together and she goes, what? Like, are you really going to do all that? And I go, yeah. And she goes, oh my gosh, you're an anomaly. She's like, I've heard you do this and watched you do this for 10 years. She's a very close friend. And it's crazy because you always say it like it's easy and the world doesn't think it's easy, but I always see you accomplish things and you expand me every time I'm around you. And you know, that's why I live my life so out loud. That's why I do this podcast, is not to go, oh my God, Kayla's up to big things. You shouldn't listen to this podcast thinking Kayla's up to big things. You should listen to this podcast going, dang, like I am inspired. If she can do this, so can I. What else do you have for me, God? How else can I be equipped to be ready for these types of problems, to be ready for this type of abundance? Because I am ready. So leave feeling inspired, motivated, but also with so much courage that you can do the hard things in life. If you were plugged into God, you were meant to do hard things. There's this saying that if God calls, he provides. And one of my pastors says, you know, if God gives you the dream, he gives you the means. And so you think about your life a lot differently when you know, like, when God gives me the vision, there will always be provision. So I don't have to worry about the how. I don't have to worry about the who. All I need to do right now is take the next best step, taking that action, showing God that I'm going to be courageous in my faith. I'm going to step out of the boat. I'm going to not live in comfort every single day, but I'm going to live with that bold faith, knowing I might not know what's coming tomorrow. And I don't, none of us do. But I know that no matter what comes my way, God is on my side and I am an overcomer. I've absolutely loved doing this podcast all year long. I feel like I found my joy again for podcasting and just sharing with all of you everything, you know, and giving you permission to not be so one-dimensional, right? Like we can have so many things going on in our lives and it can be good and it can be fun and it can be so healing to have a lot of things going on, right? So I'm leaving you in really good spirits, headed into the new year and hoping that you have so many blessings that every time you listen to a Mommy Millionaire episode, you feel favor on your life and you go and take one courageous step after you listen to an episode. I'm going to be traveling 5 hours of road tripping up next. And I'm going to be listening to a couple books probably on the way there and back, all focused on just expanding and deepening my faith, getting to know the Word of God even more. And I'm excited to bring back all of that faith-filled goodness and infusing it into business ideas for every single one of you that listen to the podcast. So thank you so much, because this year is what it is because of all of you being so loyal to the podcast, sharing it out there with all of your friends and family, talking about it, you know, when you're out and about, sharing the tips that you've learned. So I just love every single one of you, and we'll see you in the new year. Thank you for tuning in and listening all the way through on the Mommy Millionaire Show. Make sure to subscribe anywhere that you're listening to podcasts at. And if you happen to have iTunes, would you do me a favor and leave a review of the show? And of course, make it honest. I know you're going to give me a 5-star, right? That's the way that we get this message out to more and more people around the world. Remember, as you do that, whatever you wish to receive, you have to give it first. And so giving a review, you know, something good is going to come your way today. Take the time and do that. Plus, I know you're the type of person who wants to really help people live their best life as well. So you could copy this link, share it out there with your friends, share it on social media. Remember, people need to be inspired more than ever right now. And I know you can help me on this mission. Thank you so much for being a part of the Mommy Millionaire podcast. Until next time, make sure to go after your dreams by being the person you were truly meant to be: wealthy, happy, peaceful, and full of life. Love you.